Hi everyone, it's Jo Gifford here. Welcome to episode 16 of the Human Connection Experience. I'm really excited about today's episode with the wonderful Sarah Lloyd of Indigo Soul PR. And we talk about, in our chat today, connecting the dots with the media, how Sarah works with her clients to connect the dots to get them featured in the media, how she connects her clients to themselves, and how we create the human connection with the stories we tell to have an effect and an impact in the world. I'm so honoured to have Sarah on the show today, and just want to thank you for being here again for this episode. And as always, if you are enjoying the show, please can you like and subscribe and leave a review on iTunes, which would mean so much to me, so that other people can find this podcast. Huge gratitude as always. I'll see you next week. Welcome to this episode of the Human Connection Experience podcast. It's me, Jo Gifford, with a guest that I am so honoured to have with me today, Sarah Lloyd. Hello, my love.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
I'm so excited to chat to you. So, Sarah is someone I've had the absolute honour of working with recently on my plan and roadmap for PR. And we're going to dig into how Sarah works in her unique way with PR, and also how the content of PR and the stuff that she does creates change in the world and creates connection. And, you know, we'll sort of dig, you know, more into this in the episode. But one of the things I loved the most about working with Sarah is the complete alignment with your clients. So we'll talk about how you do that, how you create such a wonderful connected experience from the sessions you do together, and how all that translates into the world. So, Sarah, could you give us a brief introduction of you and your work and how you roll, my love?
Yes. So thank you for having me. I'm 23 years into the PR communications marketing business. 20 of those years were spent in corporate and agency side. So I've earned my stripes, shall we say. I've worked all kinds of brands, all kinds of small, big, you name it. I have done the promotional activity for a reverend, a swami, and a fairy, and also big technology companies as well, right? So they're the ones that paid the mortgage. So that's kind of me, 20 odd years in the business. I'm also the author of Connecting the Dots, which is how Jo and I kind of connected. And basically the book just, well, it was birthed very quickly, written very quickly. I just basically put all my, everything that I've ever learned into that book, basically, about how to do PR more consciously, how to recognize the patterns and the ebbs and flows that actually I think corporate life and the things that we're taught in public relations, we're actually taught to steamroller through all that stuff. Yeah. So I think, well, I mean, I was made redundant from my big job, my global job, 2.5 years ago, which then led me to setting up Indigo Soul PR. There's a big backstory around how I had my kids and needed just realized that I needed to get a better balance with my life. Mm. And essentially started my own business, started working with beautiful holistic business owners and working with my own energy, because I'm also a Reiki master, but also my clients' energy. Because what I realized as I was writing the book, a lot of it was, you know, it's pennies dropping everywhere, you're clanging like you wouldn't believe. And it's kind of when you're pushing things, you're often either pushing it away or you're pushing it out of your field altogether. And when you're in alignment and things are lining up very easily, you're very much in your flow and you're very much in alignment with your path. So there were two things that I really noticed, and that's something that I try to bring into working with clients and into the alchemy sessions.
And your alchemy sessions are incredible, and we'll talk about those in a moment. It was just most fun, delightful medical experience. Now, what I love is that we both have corporate backgrounds and we kind of overlap. So my marketing and design and content creation experience in corporates and in design agencies and with my big corporate clients kind of overlaps, you know, very much with your backstory. So we've both been in that environment where, as you say, it's like strategies, it's roadmaps, it's very linear, which is awesome. But the way that we both work now is very much aligned with our values, exactly who we are, calling in the right people, working with people that we love to be with, where there's that synergy. Do you remember a time when you first started working with the most aligned clients and how that felt?
Yeah, I thought it was too good to be true. It's like, is this actually happening? But it was so freeing and actually so beautiful as well. It just tingles. It's, and also, like you say, I think there was lots of advice given to me when I started out, and it was always about work with people that you actually like, work with brands that you're passionate about, and you don't need to push everything. It doesn't need to be a struggle. And I think the thing with being in a publicity environment, and you probably had this as well, Jo, was you always felt like you had to be on 24/7, regardless of who you were supporting. And I have to be honest, I mean, it's not a perfect, you know, I'm not a perfect example. In fact, only the last couple of weeks, I've had to just keep myself in check because I found myself going back into old ways of working in old paradigms, like, because I think, I mean, lockdown and all of that everything that's going on around us at the moment is actually making us do a lot more work a lot faster.
So we're in really, really interesting times. Now, we met because we are both authors with the wonderful Unbound Press.
Yeah.
Run by the glorious Nicola Humber. And as part of that community, of course, I discovered your book, you know, Connecting the Dots. And I think I got maybe 3 or 4 pages in before I reached out to you. I went, we need to talk, because the magic, the magic in those pages just spoke to me so much. And that is the power of content that creates change, isn't it? That those words in that book is calling in the right people to be around you, to work with you. And what resonated with me was all the ways that you spoke, even in those first few pages, about doing PR differently, about, yes, you can be in all the places that you want to be, but the way that you approach it, the way that you put your energy out into the world, is a different way of working. It's in flow, which I'm completely in alignment with. It's with your energy, with your soul purpose. And it was just one of those, and this keeps happening more and more at the moment, doesn't it? The more of us are finding like-minded people. And I've been working in this way for not actually as long as I'd like to think. I mean, I've been self-employed for 15 years. And I think it's taken me a long time to say no to the unaligned clients. And I still do it, even when it's a glorious project and it's really well paid and all of that stuff. If the energy isn't right, I'll say no, and I'll always be so glad. Yeah. And so now any client call that I get on is someone that I adore, where there's synergy, where we can jam things out. And working with you in your kind of alchemy session, I mean, you started off by pulling a card, and we had a beautiful kind of oracle deck. We set intentions, and it was a lovely, creatively infused, like, soul-led hour, which resulted in a gorgeous PR plan deck, which I, you know, look at every single day, and which already I've had loads of coverage and PR stuff, because the intention behind it was huge. And it was just such a wonderful way of working. So how does that translate with what still feels to me like a very traditional industry? So PR still feels very much, from my experience, a very schmoozy darling, kind of all of that stuff. How do you translate your way of working with the journalists and the media?
What's really interesting is so last week I presented on, I was a guest presenter at PR Fest, which is it's led by someone who leads the PRCA, which is the formal body of the PR. Yeah, it's a formal corporate body. And it was really interesting because it's now is the time they're really starting to have to change what they're doing with all the things that are going on in the media at the moment. There's a real, I mean, that's the other thing. It's like I felt I had to go through a little bit of a review of what I'm doing over the certainly the last few months, because the media has become very fixated on a fear agenda and very much scaring everybody to death, should we say. I have to check in with myself every single day at the moment, because there are times when I do start to believe what they're saying. But once you check in with yourself, you realize that actually there's something not quite right about what's being shared in the press. And I feel that there is something that is driving the agenda at the moment. I also feel like this media has become very schizophrenic. There are loads of gorgeous, I mean, I hate the word light worker, but there are so many light worker journalists that I'm actually working with. I've called them in. I've purposely set the intention to bring them into a situation to help with my clients share their message. So there are the light of us in the media. So please don't be disheartened by the press that you're actually seeing at the moment. The mainstream media, the main editors, all the news hacks, if you like, they have an agenda, and it is not a positive agenda, unfortunately, at the moment. But there are media doing good. There are outlets that are here to share and raise the vibration of the planet. And basically, I believe it's my job to connect everybody together. So bring those beautiful souls together with beautiful clients that are sharing amazing messages to inspire other people. And often it's not just the actual media securing a media coverage, something else happens to the client as well. And I'm sorry if I do, I have cracked so many clients open with their stuff. The minute you sort of put an opportunity in front of them to say, hey, here you go, you can go on Loose Women and talk about what you're doing as a business. If someone is completely in alignment, completely comfortable with their past and their current present, they will happily go on and do that opportunity because it feels good and comfortable and it's in alignment. I have seen people get very scared by being given those opportunities, and they step back and shut down. Mm-hmm. And I've also been on the receiving end of people that have taken their trauma, their past trauma, out on me. It's like, yeah, great, thank you for that. But it's an interesting experience. So like that's why I go through the alchemy session, because it's almost like we need to hold space for anything that hasn't been healed in the past that could come up. Because often, I mean, it's the whole story. I think I'm trying to teach people to actually go to the media with the complete truth. So that there aren't any skeletons in closets, and there aren't any issues that we're seeing. So many people's secrets are coming out in the media at the moment, and that's because it needs to come out. But I think if you're going into a media situation or PR situation with your story, and your story is set to inspire, because people have been through stuff to inspire other people. Some people are here to share that. Some people are here to read about it and just heal from what they're reading. But ultimately, we're all here. We're all connected. And I think that's the bigger thing for me. It's not just about PR. It's about helping each other heal, whether you're reading about it or sharing it or healing through that journey. That I think that's making sense.
It is, absolutely. I love it. And we have a shared purpose there as well, because I that's the result behind what you're selling, kind of thing, isn't it? You know, you're saying, hey, I'm gonna elevate your story, we'll connect the dots, we'll get you in the press, but actually you're connecting people to themselves, you're helping them share from their wholeness, and which helps other people heal from that. And the same with me when we do personal branding or we do content strategy stuff, yes, great, they'll know which blog post or podcast to create, but more than that, they know exactly who they are, what their story is, and they connect to themselves. And I know what you mean. You know, we, you know, when I did, you know, my kind of alchemy session with you and we went through all that stuff. Now, I've been sharing my story very publicly, very vulnerably, that doesn't feel like a word, but with vulnerability online for a long time. And even then, you know, despite my growth in becoming used to sharing about my health journey, my parenting journey, my business journey, all of that, there's still that part of us that might be holding back a little bit. And, you know, the more we grow, those voices might, you know, diminish or go. But as you say, you know, imagine being sat on the Loose Women sofa or, you know, or sort of Phil and Holly, and you're talking about something, knowing that your story is going so wide now that that opens you up to all sorts of influxing of people, of audience. And there's immense positive with that. But if you're scared in any way, if you're hiding anything, that can be really terrifying, I imagine.
It is, yeah. And I have been, it was interesting because two people, well, one particular client got very upset about, we had the initial meeting with the TV people and it was all great. And then there was just like this massive choking thing going on. And it was like, no, I can't do this. People will see me from my part, you know, my mum will see me. Or it's kind of, if you haven't squared your demons away, immediately you shut yourself down. And I mean, the opportunity disappeared as quickly as it arrived. It was really bizarre, but it was an interesting thing to see. But also I had other clients, one client that unfortunately, well, she came to me for one thing, and then the whole of her past was about addiction, and that was still something she was healing. She wasn't aware of that at the time. I mean, well, she knew that she had this problem, but ultimately the thing that the media really, that the opportunities that were coming in for her, bizarrely, I call in these opportunities, and like six opportunities came in to talk about addiction. And I was like, look at all these amazing opportunities. These are all for you. And she started going ahead with one of them. But when she saw it written down on paper, she just, again, just kind of froze and walked up, basically rejected the opportunity. I think she wasn't ready to heal. And that's fine. You know, it's, you know, you have the, these things don't pass you by. It'll come back around if you're not quite ready to do that thing. But then there was another lady that I worked with who had written a book about a particularly traumatic experience. So she'd written this book about it. So it was very focused on that trauma. She went to a national newspaper. The newspaper followed the story. It was a really sensitively, beautifully written piece, actually. But what we had was other journalists saw the piece and sensationalized it, and basically spun it out into the darkness that story. I mean, there's always two sides to every story. There's always a lightness and a darkness. And this journalist had taken it and spun it out into a real shadow story, which then upset the people that were involved in that particular story. But what was really beautiful about it, and I spoke to the lady afterwards, I was like, how did you feel, how did you deal with it? I mean, I wasn't representing her, but it was a really interesting thing to witness. She said basically what was really amazing is that the person that I thought I'd hurt came forward, and we actually, there was a healing that happened between me and this person's family. That the shadow side actually wasn't an issue anymore. I mean, she said it was, all my fears were there in a newspaper. It was terrible to see, but it also made me confront those fears. And she said, and I did loads of work confronting them. I met with the person that I'd hurt. There was loads of love and forgiveness behind that whole situation, and everything, you know, it's kind of died right down now. So for her, it was cathartic. And you know, if she hadn't shared that story, then she probably would have carried a bit of that baggage around with her for a little while longer. It's really bizarre how it all works.
That is amazing. So amazing. And you're right, you know, even from, I mean, I've been featured in quite a few places, but you know, when I first started writing online and my blog grew really quickly, and I was very open about mental health, you know, endometriosis, fibromyalgia, postnatal depression, you know, all of that stuff. And people from my past who didn't know about that would, you know, start reaching out and go, oh my goodness. And even now, you know, I kind of blog on Facebook and sort of Instagram as a daily and creative practice now. I let the words come through knowing that they'll reach the people that they need to reach.
Yeah.
Even now I'll write a post thinking, okay, go out there and reach whoever you need to reach. And somebody invariably will write and say, you know what, you know, your posts, I read them every single day and they changed my life like a few years ago. And you have no idea who's reading it and who's doing it. But when you are out there sharing your story, it does have such a ripple effect beyond what we can even imagine, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also, it's not, it's baby steps too, isn't it? I think also it's remembering that even if one person reads that piece of coverage or that social media update, you've changed the world of one person. And I think that's the context, is like changing the world isn't possible, but you can change one person's world through what you're sharing. And also, like, nobody's gone through what you've gone through. So your perspective on going through this situation is very different to the person sat next to you who may have gone through something similar, but their view of the world is very different. So I think it's all about sharing different perspectives. As long as you're coming from a place of truth and alignment, I think that is, that's where the power is.
Completely. And in fact, that lens on the world, your personal lens on the world, is what I call your personal power paradigm. For that reason, it is your power, it is how you approach things, it is where your tone of voice comes from, it is where, you know, your quirks are, and it is all those things. And in fact, interestingly, I was reading an old diary of mine last night from 2010. So I was a new mum, I was doing my morning pages, the kids were like one, and I could see in there the seeds of what is now here arriving in my morning pages, and the people that who were really inspiring me are now colleagues and friends of mine, because I've been through an immense healing journey, and I saw in these people a lifestyle and an opportunity and a possibility of being that I wanted. And I put that seed out there. It's like, I want to be helping people to connect with themselves. I want to be someone who lives a vibrant life but has a flexible lifestyle to work and to be with her kids. All of that stuff is here. It's something we have on a daily basis. I'm so honored and privileged to do the work I do, to be able to take the time I need to be flexible with working clients, to serve the most amazing people. And reading that and realizing that those dots were there years ago because somebody else had the bravery to share their story and their life. And in particular, I'm thinking of one particular woman who'd been through like immense chronic health stuff and healed it, you know, with her, you know, raw vegan food lifestyle at the time. And I saw how that transformed her. And that was also my kind of like awakening as well, was like, right, I can transform myself. This is where I connect back to myself. And every post that I write, every piece of press that you get your clients, is having that a double effect, isn't it? Of the message for us that we often read, you know, often need to read our own messages. I certainly need to read my own book over and over again to remind myself what's in there. And it also sends the, you know, those ripples out into the world. So let's dig a little bit into that magical co-creation energy that you hold in your sessions, because that hour, which felt very easy, very just chilled, it's like having coffee with a friend, but actually some major shifts happened there. How do you create and hold that space to connect those dots and that human connection for your clients?
You know what? I have no idea. No. It just kind of, I think there's a level of conditioning that you get when you're in a corporate environment. It's kind of, there's been amazing things that have come out of my corporate career. And one thing that has always been very constant is to ensure that any client, anybody, has a framework to flow within. Yeah. So, but the thing is, in a corporate environment, that framework is set in stone and you must deliver every single month. The way that I choose to work is we create a framework and it shifts with you and your energy. And, you know, you may get to August and think, actually, it's summer, I'm going to not do anything. That's fine. That's up to you. Your energy is telling you to rest. Doesn't mean things aren't happening because the intention is still there. But basically having that framework gives you a clear kind of goal or some clarity of thought as to where you need to go in your journey, because that will have downloaded. That is very real and it can happen, but it all happens based on everything that's going on around you. So the outcome is always this framework. What I tend to do is get the client to do the work, but they don't realize they're doing the work. Like you say, it's very much about, it's just being very relaxed, very in their energy, feeling very positive about their business and their personal lives. And essentially it's a very simple, but simple kind of formula. I literally just sit there and say, right, tell me about your past. And that is business and personal, because this is the other thing that I found when I set up on my own. I kept trying to put myself in a box. I was like, right, well, I'm this PR person, that's it, my PR business, but I'm also a Reiki healer, so I'm going to go and set up a Reiki business. So I had the two things going on separately, but it was just not working. PR was flourishing, Reiki was not so much. Then I realized that actually I was just trying to do too much. I was trying to be old paradigm in thinking, and I had these two businesses and I just thought, hell, I'll just bring the two together. So now the alchemy session is very much work. It's energy work. I do energy work. I send the Reiki symbols through the session, so whoever's talking to me gets a nice dose of Reiki, but also we talk about past and we try and talk about it from a very detached perspective. So they're almost telling me a story, so I can then put that down on paper, and then I then transform that story into ideas and themes and areas that I think that people will be inspired by. So we do past, and as part of that past session, that's probably the biggest third of our session. Well, third it's probably the biggest part of our segment, because a lot of the things, like I said, there's some trauma that often needs to be healed or fronted, or not, as the case may be. But the past is the most important thing, because that's what's got you here in the first place. That journey is important, because there are elements of that story that will be inspirational for other people. Then we talk about the present. We talk about where we are in the state, in this current situation, what you're working on at the moment, what's coming up. And obviously there's lots of themes coming up around mental health and COVID-19 at the moment, as it is dominating currently. But ultimately, there will be a time when people come out of that situation and they'll need magical beings to help them get through this. And then finally is the future. So there's always some people, when they're in meditation or when they're detached from anything, they often get downloads. And often what I find with clients is I'll be sitting there chatting and I'll be thinking, oh, I can see that person on the sofa, or I can see that person in that magazine. And I know it's going to happen. The thing is, I never know when. So the thing that I have also learned to do is, yes, anything like that that's coming to you as a client. So like, I think psychologies was one that came into our consciousness for you, Joe. That's on a vision board now. We know that that's out there. We've set that intention. We're going to cosmic order that opportunity, and it will arrive when you're ready and when it's all in alignment and you have something important to share in that publication for that audience. So I think I've just talked myself off track there, but essentially it's calling in those opportunities. But what is most important is you then detach from that process, because if you get attached to that process and you start thinking, yes, I'm going to be in this magazine, yes, I'm going to be in that magazine, you ultimately push things away, because you're going against the universe and going against the flow. So here's a framework. This is how the land lies right now. Yes, we've looked a lot at your past, and it is a thing, it will come up. If you're not healed, those things do come up again and again, and those opportunities will come up again and again. So it's interesting to see those things appear. But with the future stuff, it is, yes, we're setting an intention, and I call them the Everest moments, because there is ultimately, everyone has an Everest moment, but then you get up to Everest and it's like, where do we go next?
Yes.
So you're constantly growing, constantly striving to another Everest moment, and just small steps, essentially.
It's brilliant. And what I saw and hear and felt in our session, and I hear it now when you talk, is that, you know, you hold space in that session in such a way that is infused with your energy and intention, and you call in the clients, and really you're helping them to hold that vision, aren't you? You're bringing that vision from them so they can, you know, have that vibration of it, step into it, own it. And it requires alignment with your clients, because we need to be the kind of people who trust flow, who trust the universe, who trust that we are here to share and it will happen in time. I mean, three of mine happened in like a couple of weeks, I think, after we got off that call.
Dropped in
really quickly. And but if I wasn't an aligned client, wasn't aligned with my vision, wasn't, you know, right for you, then I might be someone who's more like, well, it's been a week, I need to have, you know, five things in this magazine or whatever. And that energy is so different. I remember, you know, I've been reminded of that again recently when I had a client call and just had the most glorious like human connection strategy roadmap session. We just co-created, flew through it in beautiful energy in like the shortest time I've ever done, where it all arrived. And I had actually turned down a project a couple of weeks before that, because the energy was so different. It was like every time I spoke, I was being blocked. And it's that, you know, every time I'm reminded of those moments when it does work, when you serve that person beautifully because you're both aligned, that's where the real magic happens, isn't it? That's where you can reach people with your story, and you can, you know, be operating from your heart and be operating from your soul, not from a list of goals. And having a framework that's movable and shiftable as we move and evolve is such a way, like, you know, I love how you describe it as connecting the dots, because those dots might change, but
they do connect
some different ones.
And it's not always the way you think it's going to happen either. It's like, you know, and that's one thing that I've learned over the years. When I've started out in PR, you'd be given a list of numbers and you'd be told to phone every single person on that list with that story that you're pitching in. And that was the most soul destroying thing you can possibly imagine, because you can imagine the amount of phones that went down or weren't picked up or just not interested. But what I learned to do as I got older and more experienced and more tuned into my intuition, I do have those lists, but I'll go through it and I'll just go, oh, that looks like a nice one to phone. And it's never failed me. Like, I feel like Brilliant. I need to speak to that person. Oh, fantastic. It doesn't fail me, but it doesn't ever surprise. It just like surprises me every time. So it's such
perfect.
A lovely, magical experience. So there's no, there's no real method to my madness, really, I guess. It's just,
but there is, because the method is, that is the method, right? It's creating space, feeling. And I know for me, and tell me if this is very much for you, I need a lot of space around me. So I need my morning routine to be, you know, I need to be able to write and to journal and to meditate and to pull my cards for the day and to go for a walk. I mean, my routine takes a little while in the morning. But once I've created that foundation and shared my post on social, I've you know, connected to myself, I've connected to other people, I'm connected with my family, then I can start the day and feel into, right, what needs to happen today? Who do I need to ping to work with? Like, what's happening? But whereas whenever I override that and have a day with, you know, back-to-back calls or back-to-back appointments, there's no room for intuition. There's no room for creativity. There's no room for feeling it. And actually, it's working smarter to have all that space, because when that space is there, stuff drops in much faster. You can write your book faster. You can write your blog post faster because you're aligned. When you're pushing and you're cramming it in, you know, I can even feel it in my belly when I talk about it like that. It just, we close up, don't we?
It is. And you know, I think we were talking just off cam, off interview about, I mean, my last week, I actually found myself back into that mode, and I could physically feel it in my body that it just wasn't right. It wasn't working. I was trying to push water uphill, shall I say. And it's, and then I realized I'm realizing quicker now that I'm doing that. That is one thing that I do realize, that, oh, hang on, that's not working. Step away, go for a walk, stop trying so hard. And I think that's the thing. It's like, it's so ingrained in us to try hard, to deliver, and undoing that programming. It does, you really do need to check in every single day with yourself, don't you?
You do. And actually, one of the, you know, this interview has taken us, like, when did we meet? A couple of months ago? Well, more than that now, probably before lockdown. So a few months. And we've had times where a Zoom hasn't connected, like, but this interview happens in the right time, and I still worked with you in the right time. And I love, like, nothing pleases me more than when a client or a colleague, you know, messages me and says, it doesn't feel right today for us to have our session or to do X, Y, Z. You know, can we move it? I'm like, yes, honor yourself for knowing that. Like, because it goes both ways, you know, and it happens the same way. I can say, you know, I'm not feeling great today, or today needs to shift. How does that feel for you? Yes, perfect. And in older corporate days, that would have been unheard of, because no, you're booked in, you're professional, you rock up. There's nothing unprofessional about working with your gifts and working in flow for a much better outcome. You've just got to have the right people around you who love and trust you and know that that's where the amazing stuff happens. And although I, you know, tell me what you think about this. You were saying that you've now got, you know, lots of light working people that you've called in as journalists, etc. I had a story that I told myself for years that I couldn't work in startups and scale ups because they wouldn't be as flexible and creative. I wouldn't have as much space for me to be myself. It turns out that there are amazing startup scale ups who I can be exactly myself in all of my wooness and all of my, you know, flexibility. Is it changing, do you think?
I think so. I mean, like I said, I gave a talk for the PR Fest last week, and I was really pleasantly surprised that my presentation, which was, it wasn't completely woo, it was more about giving people the alternative to working, pick, like my key indicators that I use, or, I mean, that's a terrible word, but the things that I, the premise that I work within with regards to clients is, do I like the client?
Yeah.
Am I energetically aligned with the client and the product? Can I sell the product? And am I able to deliver what they're wanting? So essentially, have I got enough time to deliver what they need me to deliver or what they want me to deliver? If I feel like they're going to be complete time stealers and want me to work late at night or work, you know, work all weekends, then they're a no, because I the whole reason why I changed my life was so that I could be around my kids.
Yeah.
And at the moment, my kids are, well, everybody's kids are probably a little bit crazy at the moment, but ultimately it feels like I need... That is very important at the moment for me. And, you know, I've even got a social media block now on my phone between 4 and 7 to stop myself from going on there, as well as people getting in touch with me. So I feel like there's a huge boundary thing going on too. And it's knowing, I mean, when I started out in my own business, and you were probably similar, this is an assumption, but most of us just want to be successful. So we just take whatever we get.
You
want to work with me? Yeah, we'll work together. You want to work with me? Yeah, we'll work together. And they're the ones that I learned my lessons from, shall I say, because I didn't sit and consider what type of personality, what story, just when it became, even when it was difficult in the beginning, in that initial consultation period, it was like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. why am I even doing this?
Yeah. Oh, completely. And then you end up taking on more because you want to pay the bills and you want to be, you know, all of that stuff. And I remember, you know, I've learned that lesson so many times now in my years of being, you know, self-employed. And every time I just drop the hustle, surrender back into the flow, get back in touch with who I am, I don't really have to market myself because then the right people just arrive. And which is hilarious, given that I actually, you know, provide and teach marketing and content stuff. But for me, it's not that creates the magic. Yes, I know the actual strategies behind it. Yes, I know how to do all the things to get your profile raised, all the technical stuff. But if your energy isn't there, if you are pushing and it just feels completely wrong, it doesn't work for anyone. And I've gone from, you know, I've learned this lesson time and time again when I've had a pipeline full of people that have all just fallen off, and I'm thinking, what on earth is this? It's because my energy wasn't right. So I drop it, have to surrender, put my tools down, right people arrive back in, I redesign my life again and go, right, okay, what was wrong with how that was working? Oh yes, I didn't have the right boundaries in place. I wasn't calling in the right people. I wasn't speaking my entire truth. And whenever I've learned that one again, it's just a joy just to come back in and to know that, because then it's not work, is it? This isn't work to me. You know, get to speak to you. I get to speak to my like glorious clients. This is like absolute joy. So Sarah, if anybody is listening to this and thinking, oh, I've got a story that I really want to share and I would love for my business to be seen more, where can we find your book and more about you, and where can we get started?
So on my website, so it's indigosoulpr.com. My book is available on Amazon, Connecting the Dots, Making Magic with Media. And I currently have, and Joe's part of this tribe, I'm growing a tribe. and it feels absolutely the right thing to do. I sat with it for so long. But basically, it's an opportunity to have an alchemy session with me where I help you to connect the dots and essentially show you a mirror. And then welcome you into the tribe where we co-create. You do a lot of the heavy lifting, you do the work, but ultimately I'm there to guide you. So that is one offering that I have, or I do offer a I can do the PR for you offering as well. So yeah, I've got two things going on at the moment, and that was really succinct.
No, it was, it's brilliant. And you know, we had one of our PR calls last week, didn't we, with the group, and just even that session itself has led to so many more things unfolding. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I can't recommend your book and you highly enough. So guys, do reach out to Sarah, do go and find her and say hi. And Sarah, thank you for sharing your magicalness here with us on the Human Connection Experience podcast.
Thank you, it's been a real pleasure.
Absolute honour to have you, my darling. So everybody else, thank you for being here with us, and I'll see you on the next episode.